Jesus prayed, "I ask not only on behalf of these, but also on behalf of those who will believe in me through their word, that they may all be one. As you, Father, are in me, and I am in you, may they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. The glory that you have given me, I have given them, so that they may be one as we are one. I in them, you in me, that they may be completely one, so that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me. Father, I desire that those also whom you have given me may be with me where I am, to see my glory, which you have given me, because you loved me before the foundation of the world. Righteous Father, the world does not know you, but I know you, and these know that you have sent me. I made your name known to them, and I will make it known so that the love with which you have loved me may be in them, and I in them." There was a seminary class one beautiful, warm spring day in Chicago many years ago. The students pretty much had stopped paying attention to the professor. And all of a sudden, the professor slammed his notebook shut. It was obvious he was ending the lecture. Before he left the classroom, he picked up a piece of chalk and drew a gigantic arrow on the board. The arrow pointed straight down. And he said to the students, "If you understand that, you understand everything you need to know what it means to be a Christian who is also a Lutheran." And then he left the room. The students tried to guess the meaning of that downward arrow. One student guessed, "He's so mad he thinks we're going to hell." Of course, that wasn't right. The next class, the professor came in and explained the downward arrow. He said, "This is what it means to be a Lutheran Christian. God always comes down." He told the students that you cannot turn that arrow around. We don't get to make our way up to God. Doesn't work that way. God always comes down. This is the essence of our entire faith story. God came down in the garden. God came down to Abraham to form a people. God came down in a burning bush to call Moses to lead the people out of slavery. God came down to rescue the Israelites from drowning in the Red Sea. God came down after they arrived in their homeland, constantly speaking and acting through the prophets, kings, judges, ordinary people, poetry, music, and in the fullness of time, God came down in Jesus. God still comes down in the waters of baptism, in the bread and wine of Holy Communion. God comes down as we worship. God comes down in our music, in the reading of the word, in our liturgy, in our sermons, in our sharing of the peace, in our conversation. God is present wherever believers gather together. God comes down when there seems to be no hope. God comes down in the midst of suffering. God comes down in times of anxiety or fear, depression. God comes down to set us free from sin. God always comes down. The greatest misunderstanding about Christianity is that we have to work our way up to God. That we have to climb and struggle to earn heaven. We're Lutherans because over 500 years ago, Martin Luther objected to the teaching that we have to earn our salvation. For the fun of it, I Googled this question yesterday. How do we earn our salvation according to Lutherans? The first answer out of over 18 million results was the right answer. According to Lutheran theology, salvation is not earned through human efforts. It is a free gift of God. Now, this teaching is not exclusive to Lutherans. We believe it and we embrace it and we preach it and we talk about it a lot because it's a basic, basic teaching of Holy Scripture. On Ash Wednesday, a while back, we began a 40-day journey to the cross. And then we celebrated Holy Week, Palm Sunday, Maundy Thursday, Good Friday. And then we celebrated the glorious resurrection on Easter Sunday. And on that day, we began another 40-day journey, which brought us to the ascension of Jesus into heaven, which we celebrated this past Thursday. This 40-day journey then becomes a 50-day journey because 10 days after the ascension, God's Holy Spirit came down on Pentecost Sunday, which we celebrate next week. Wear something red. In the 40 days of Lent and in the 50 days of Easter, this has really been our constant truth throughout these two seasons. God always comes down. For the past several weeks, we've heard teachings and instructions of Jesus at the Last Supper. And today we come to the end of the Last Supper when Jesus prayed. It was just before he and the apostles would leave for the Garden of Gethsemane, and then he would be arrested, and his suffering would begin. Jesus knew his mission was almost finished. It's time for him to give his mission over, like a last will and testament, a bequest, an inheritance. It's time for this mission to be given away. And it's done in this prayer. But there's a surprise ending, and it ought to surprise us. It's a surprise ending to everything that Jesus had said up to this point. Because Jesus does not give his mission, his inheritance, to the disciples. Jesus doesn't give his mission to the church. Jesus turns his mission in this prayer over to the Father. There was a movie 45 years ago, perhaps you've heard of it, it was called The Blues Brothers. Two brothers, one of them fresh out of prison, decide that they have to save the orphanage
where they were raised. Now, the summary word for the way they went about saving the orphanage, the summary word might be chaos. But there was a phrase that they kept on repeating many times in this film. They said, "We're on a mission from God." Kept on repeating that. It was a refrain over and over. Now that's a good line. And it could well be the motto of the church. We're on a mission from God. The prayer of Jesus at the Last Supper is asking God the Father to take over the mission. Jesus is basically asking God to always come down to the believers. Not just those apostles at the Last Supper, but to those who will believe. That's us. Jesus prayed for us at the Last Supper. I appreciate it a lot when people pray for me and let me know they're praying for me. But knowing that Jesus prayed for me and for you and for all believers has to be the most powerful prayer ever. Jesus prayed for us. This is how I would paraphrase this part of the prayer. Excuse me. And I'm going to emphasize a phrase that is a Greek word that appears 6 times in just these 2 verses of this prayer. Jesus prays, "God, always come down so that they will be united." God, always come down so that their life will always be connected to Father and Son. God, Jesus is praying, always come down so that the world may believe that you sent me. Jesus was praying, "Father, I pray for those in this room, but also for those who will believe." Jesus was praying that day for those of us in this room. And Jesus prayed for us to be one, to be united. Now, he didn't mean that we should think the same things, or have the same ideas, or have the same opinions, or have the same likes and dislikes. To be one, to be united, means to live in such a way so that the world will believe that Jesus is the Son of God. Jesus wants us to be connected to Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. To be united in this connection so that the world will believe that Jesus is the Son of God. Jesus wants us to love one another, which he talked about at the Last Supper. He wants us to love one another so that the world will believe that Jesus is God's Son. And salvation comes through him. And that's why John, the storyteller, tells his story. So that people will come to believe that Jesus is the Son of God. And so that people will know that they can be forgiven and saved through him. So I think it's proper for us to say we're on a mission from God. The mission of the church is God's mission. Jesus handed it over to the Father. The truth is that God always comes down to be with us on this mission that we adopt, to unite us to each other and to keep us connected to God. We're never, ever alone on this mission from God. God loves us so that we will love one another and so that we will serve the world in the name of our Savior. God comes down. God always comes down so that all people can receive the gift of eternal life. God will never, ever give up on the world. God always comes down. Let us pray. First, let's prepare our hearts to lift our prayers up to God. Prayers for forgiveness, for healing, and for hope. And let us prepare for the rest of our worship to lift our music and our prayers and our liturgy up to God. But wait. God is already here. God has already come down. So we don't have a heavy lift. We don't have to lift very far. God's hands are already here in this place, receiving our prayers. God is here, present, already receiving our music and our song. So as we pray now, and as we pray in the coming week, let us hear the voice of God saying to us and to the world, I am here. God's voice, I am here. I am here.